This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
What a pleasure to be able to spend some quality time with Mike Bernard. He's an analytical strategist who helps churches, mission organizations, and you and I to understand the season that we live in. And he's also an excellent journalist and a guy who, like me, enjoys some good sport. Mike, good morning. It's one of those weekends when, against all odds, our teams did what they needed to do. Good morning. Ooh, Mike, let me see why I can't hear you this morning. See if we can get one another. Are you there, Mike?
I am here, Brad. Can
Good.
You hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Now I can hear you. Super. Okay, glad we got that behind us. So as I was saying, we did some great sporting from the South African teams this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. But goodness, I mean, with the World Cup, we made it 1-point games. And it seems like with this tour, we make it 14 men games. So it was nail-biting. But if you can win a game by playing bad, a bad win is still better than a good loss.
Indeed. And just when you thought... Looking at, I must confess, and there might be others, I was looking at our batting in our second innings and seeing what India had to win, I just simply stopped being involved at all. And I just thought, I'll just wait to see how badly we lost and how we're going to try and mop things up for the next test and hopefully not, you know, see if we can save the series. And I got such a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always that miserable feeling when you think to yourself, I should have watched because
yes.
I would have watched something unique and then... You try and get the catch up again, and
not the same.
Well done to all our teams.
Thank you so much, Mike. We featured in the news at 7 this morning some comments coming from some leaders saying, "Why are we so obsessed with dealing with the Palestinian refugees that arrive? We've got our own issues here in the country that we have to deal with." I'm not saying in an unloving way, but why so much focus on that when we really should be placing our focus in other places? I think some people that might not know exactly what happened, where these people came from and why they're here, maybe you can help us.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. I'm always deeply saddened when I hear Christians reflect something that does not reflect the heart of Christ. Now let me just start by saying with this disclaimer, I'm not giving my opinion as a South African, because if I do, it will be unreliable. Because we all base our opinions on suspicion and bias and fear and whatever happens in this nation. I'm also not basing my opinion as a Christian. Because if I base my opinion purely as a Christian, it will also be unreliable. Because I base my Christianity on my interpretation. And even there, my prejudice, my worldview, and my biases. But I want to base what I say this morning on the words of Christ himself. What did Jesus say? How should we approach foreigners? How should we look at people that come into our nation seeking, just the sanctuary of escaping war? And Jesus never spoke these words hypothetically. He spoke it because he was a refugee as a child. So Jesus himself was a refugee. He understands refugees and the hearts of refugees better than you and I, better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And for Jesus in Matthew 25 said very clearly that if you receive one of them, he said, I was a stranger and you welcomed me. And this is our only mandate as Christians in South Africa, to say we have a mandate to welcome people who come and seek refuge in our nation. Not everybody. There's got to be a legal process. It's not just opening the borders, but there's a legal process that people need to follow. So, yeah, Brad, on November the 13th, last weekend, a chartered flight, Global Airways, landed in Johannesburg over Tambo, and carrying 153 Palestinians, refugees from Gaza. Now the journey they took was from Rafah to Johannesburg. It was a harrowing, nightmarish trip. I don't think we can even begin to understand journeying from Rafah through the rubble, through the bomb-ridden areas, getting to Gaza's southernmost city near the Egyptian border, and then traveling all the way up to the north and getting to the airport there and trying to cross borders and getting into an aeroplane. They didn't know where the aeroplane was going. They just knew they wanted to escape Gaza. They wanted to have security and safety for their families, for their children, for the elderly, for the sick. They got in the aeroplane. They flew to Nairobi. And from Nairobi, the flight came to South Africa. Now, what happened in South Africa, because Israel did not stamp the exit stamps on their passports, the border control in South Africa would not allow them into South Africa. Then Gift of the Giver stepped in. Mr. Ramaphosa said, out of compassion, we will receive you. And they allowed the 153 Palestinians from Gaza in South Africa, who are now being cared for by Gift of the Givers. We don't know where, but it'll most probably be somewhere in Johannesburg, somewhere in Cape Town, somewhere in South Africa. Mm. But the point that I'm trying to make this morning, Brad, is that as Christians, we have one mandate only. Our mandate is not security, safety. Our mandate is the word of God. Leviticus 19, verse 33 says, you shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native amongst you, and you shall love him as you love yourself.
Sure.
Deuteronomy 10, verse 18 talks about you yourself were foreigners. So you should treat foreigners in the same way that you would like to be treated. And then the words of Jesus. And this is the final judgment, Brad. This is where everybody's standing, and it's the final judgment. You and I will be there, regardless if we accepted Christ as Lord in our lives or not. We will stand there, and Jesus will say to us, I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. And we will say, Lord, but when were you a stranger? And he said, you remember the day the airplane landed? You were standing at arrivals, and you shouted to go back home because you're taking food from our table. Sure. Or you said, welcome. Aslan, Aslan, Ya Habibis, welcome in our nation. May you find Jesus here. What an incredible opportunity. What a kairos moment for Christians in South Africa, Brad, to say to these people, we're a Christian nation, and we welcome you because we want to show you the Christ that we serve that was a refugee as well. So we need to be very careful, Brad. Stop this political rhetoric and go back to the word of God. If you confess Christ, then echo the words of Christ this morning as we contemplate the things of the kingdom that will present kairos opportunities for us.
Wow.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.